Welcome to Daily Steps from One Extraordinary Marriage, where we outline simple steps that you can take to have the ultimate marriage adventure. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. In today's show, we answer the question, how can we be sexually intimate when we don't even sleep together because of a back injury?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This wife goes on to say, my husband of 15 years has a debilitating back/nerve injury and also has ED. He hasn't been able to sleep in our bed for the last 7 years. His doctors are stumped. We're currently in a sexless marriage despite both having really healthy libidos. I love penetrative sex, but he wants to try other things to expand our sexual options in light of the ED. And you know, first of all, our hearts go out to you. We know that this is, anytime you're walking through a health crisis in your marriage, it doesn't just impact the person who's dealing with it. It impacts everyone, right? And so, you know, stepping into this place, it's time to, you know, gives you an opportunity to look and say, what can we do, right? How can we approach this from a different angle? What else can we look at? And one of the things that I want to make you aware of is that there are alternative therapies out there. You know, when the doctors are stumped, it's time to, you know, go, okay, see what else is out there. And you all know, Tony and I are not doctors, right? This is always something we tell you to go out and investigate yourself. But there's an alternative therapy out there called Gainswave. And this actually uses sound waves to stimulate the regrowth of blood vessels, which is a contributing factor to ED. And we actually did an interview about a year ago now, with the creator of the Gainswave therapy. And it was fascinating to learn how the sound waves can actually, you know, help and reverse this process with the regrowth. And so I just want to encourage you to check it out at gainswave.com/special. And another thing that this brought to light is that, gosh, almost 6 years ago now, we had a listener write in, actually a man in his 60s.
Yeah.
Right. Who he wasn't sleeping with his wife.
Due to a back injury.
He would sleep in the recliner. She would sleep up in the bed. And he actually got engaged with the show, started listening to the show, and got to this point where he said, you know, what can we do?
Right.
Right. Like, we're not sleeping together. I hurt. We've got all of these like physical things, ailments going on. And he actually, this guy, I love him. He went and just put his mind to it and found that there were different supports, different pillows, different cushions that would allow him to be comfortable in bed. Right. And not that it erased the pain, not that it made everything, you know, it wasn't like a miracle drug, but what it did was that it relieved the pain temporarily, just putting him in a position where he was comfortable so that, you know, he could be in bed with his wife. And it was incredible because they've now gotten to the point, and guys, they're in their 70s.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I want to point out that this is not, you know, some 20 something couple that, you know, overcame this. This is a couple in their 70s who said, you know what, we're going to figure out a way to make our sexual intimacy a priority. And I think that's a big part of this, is that you get into this place wherever you are, whatever you're dealing with, where you start to say, what can I do? Right? It's the hashtag for the one family this year. What can I do? And if you're in a season right now where maybe you need to explore alternative options because of the ED, then the first thought I actually had when I read this was, what if that actually leads to penetrative sex? Right? What if stepping into this place where instead of saying, you know what, that's not really what I want, you say, okay, yeah, it's not what I want, but it's better than being in a place where we're not doing anything.
True.
And what if as a result of that connection, we're able to build the intimacy so that we can get to the place where we're having penetrative sex again?
Because but there's a starting point.
You got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
You got to start somewhere. And part of being sexually intimate is also having that emotional and physical closeness. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of couples that listen to Daily Steps in the one family that for a variety of health reasons are not able to have sexual intercourse.
Penetration.
And when you're in that place, it comes down to what can we do right now? right? What can we do to foster the connection? How can we get creative, you and I, with where we are in this season to say, you know what, this area of our marriage, it still matters.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if we said, you know what, we're gonna tackle this situation together. We're gonna be on the same team and we're gonna tackle it together. And I'm gonna listen to your ideas and you're gonna listen to my ideas and we're gonna form a game plan.
And a solution. We're gonna come at this as a team. There's a problem. We as a team come together, we find the solution and we go after it together. So in this one, I mean, I think of this one and I still think of like, there's still oral sex. Mm-hmm. There's still touches we can use. We can still, you know, use our hands. We can use other parts of our bodies to engage each other in our sexual activity. Now, there may not be actual penetration. And yet, would that, the oral sex, the use of our hands, go into using lubes, using some fun stuff that brings and heightens that romance and that intimacy? Mm. Can that begin the steps to where you will eventually end up? I think the biggest concern here for me when I hear this is that folks stop everything,
mm-hmm.
and then it gets really, really tough to get back on track and get back into bed together. So why don't we at least do this? There have been times for Elisa and I where we haven't had penetration and yet we have had oral sex or we've done other things to stay connected.
Mm-hmm. It's a matter of saying, you know what, we're not going to let this part, we're not going to fall into, we're not going to take on that title of sexless marriage. We're going to create and define what sexual intimacy looks like for the two of us.
For more help working through challenges like this in your marriage, check out Coaching with Elisa. Go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching.